Welcome to the Iron Wales podcast, proudly brought to you by Be Excellence, as part of our unwavering dedication to inclusive media. On this podcast, we shine a spotlight on the remarkable individuals who proudly call Wales their home, from visionary business owners to gifted creatives and all those who inspire us with their stories. We celebrate their contributions to shaping Wales into the diverse and vibrant nation it is today. So whether you're tuning in from the bustling streets of Cardiff, the picturesque landscapes of Snowdonia, or anywhere else on the globe, join us as we explore the rich tapestry of Welsh culture, creativity, and innovation.
Tell us, Duke, how it all started for you. Like, why did you put pen to paper?
So I started writing when I was about 11 years old, scribbling raps and poems in my old lyric book. But by 12, 13 years old, it became a self-therapy, a positive coping mechanism.
Yeah.
So I began to experience horrifying intrusive thoughts, which we all experience.
Mm.
But I felt responsibility on my shoulders to prevent them from happening by performing something called compulsions repetitively. Later on, found out that I have obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD. So it's a very heavily stigmatized and misunderstood mental health condition.
I don't really know much about OCD. Tell me about how that would express itself or show up in your life.
Yeah. So basically, we all get intrusive thoughts, but what makes it OCD is that, you've got this deep responsibility of thinking you need to prevent it from happening, which is completely irrational, but that's just the nature of the condition. So you get this horrible intrusive thought, which always attacks your ethics, morals, values, people you love, things you love doing. And then you're left with uncertainty. So uncertainty plays a role in everybody's lives, whether you've got OCD or not, right?
Right.
You can't escape uncertainty.
Yeah.
But it plays a vicious role in OCD. So as you're performing compulsions, you can get trapped in a cycle, which can last, sometimes, when it was really bad for me, it could last for hours. Sometimes I'd be thinking about the same thing for days. And it is it's very debilitating. You just get trapped in that cycle and thinking, what if I didn't complete my compulsions to a good enough degree or to a certain number?
Yeah.
And then you just keep doing the compulsions and keep doing the compulsions.
I didn't realise it was about intrusive thoughts in that sense. I thought it was about things having to be nice and clean and in its place. You know what I mean? Wow, I didn't know that. When did that start for you? When did you realise that you had OCD?
Yes, literally when I was about 12.
12, right.
Yeah, so I didn't want to tell anybody about it because you're 12 years old and so my mum's a single mum.
Yeah.
Bringing me and my siblings up. Used to see my dad every other weekend. Got a good relationship with my dad now. But yeah, it was my mum's a single mum. So when I'm 12 years old, my mum meant the world to me. She still does now, obviously.
Yeah.
So when I was young, my intrusive thoughts were all about my mum dying.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it was really difficult. Obviously, I didn't want to voice that because I thought I was crazy.
Wow, that would have induced a lot of anxiety for a child.
It was horrendous, and I felt responsibility to prevent my mum dying. Like, that's how deep it gets. Like, sounds crazy, I know, but I think
we're just very complex beings, humans, and I think we don't give enough credit to our DNA and our trauma and our DNA and how that's passed on. I'm listening to Diary of a CEO. David Barlett. Oh, he's amazing. I've been listening to it over the last couple of days because I usually listen to one before work. So, I didn't say it. It's a trauma doctor. Sorry, I thought I could find his name then. But anyway, he's talking about his childhood trauma and A Diary of a CEO by Stephen Bartlett. Amazing. It's so interesting. He talks about how DNA is trauma is passed down in the DNA cells, and so it's crazy when you think about your where you've come from and where your relatives have come from and come through. Some of those DNA cells are switched on, markers are switched on, and some of them are switched off. Some can be switched on through environment as well. So it's so interesting. I found myself feeling quite guilty about my kids. But then I'm thinking, well, actually, that's not my fault. It was like something that was passed on to me and before. And I think we've all got this. Every single one of us have got something that created some kind of trauma in our life, whether it's a one-off incident, But anyway, we're going on about that now, and we're supposed to be here to talk about your poetry. But I love the way you found a coping mechanism. And I think that's the thing, isn't it? once we know about the science, the neuroscience behind why we are who we are, I think finding something to be able to cope with that is really important. And first of all, knowing it and then doing something about it. And you certainly did. So would you like to share one of your poems?
Yeah, definitely.
What's this called?
I'll share poetry in rhyme.
Okay.
Because it sort of sums up that story I mentioned then.
Okay, please, yeah.
But yeah, this is called Poetry in Rhyme.
Okay.
I've scribbled bad thoughts in my notebook. From a young age, I've been feeling broken. Look, I'm riddled with disorder. Everybody thinks OCD is order. That I label things A to Z colour-coded, but I'm overloaded mentally with daily torture. You see, it stops at C because he's a beast. The beauty in my mind's deceased is anxiety, trauma, being a bad thought, hoarder. And it's back again, so I turn to the drink, it becomes my water. And that's a turn of phrase, as I open up the tinny OCD squirms in rage. But when will I learn temporary fixes, it ain't worth the pain. It opens up a can of worms, I try to wriggle out the riddles, but I'm dazed, I need some support to fight, see. Should I go, Martin or Malcolm, can you tell me, Spike Lee? Maybe Black Panther's the answer, I drink vibranium to fix my cranium, Chadwick rest in high peace. Mum gave me some of her black magic. Said, listen, son. Never lose yourself. Mental health will appear like a hat rabbit. Bad habit. I don't need to fear like Harry. I will solve Tom Riddle. I'll attack, stab it with my pen. Cause you could cut me open. I bleed ink. My mind's been broken. I needed to rethink. I'm married to the game. I'm married to the pen. The ring binds to the page. Cause poetry and rhyme saved my life. Pen is sharper than a blade.
Wow. Kim's not in there. We just want to give that a click. Wow, that was amazing. That was passionate. I felt that. Oh, I love that. Was really amazing. I love the fact that you found something, you know, you're able to express your words. I think words are really powerful. They are, aren't they?
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks. Yeah. I don't know why I said I'm married to the game. That was just great. I think I'll think of some hip hop reference song. I don't know. I meant to say I'm married to the pen. That's hilarious. Thank you, though.
No, it was brilliant. Well done.
But yeah, within that poem, like I do mention alcohol because part of my story is, although poetry and writing and raps were my positive coping mechanism, unfortunately, alcohol. From a young age as well, became a negative coping mechanism. So that's a little bit about that as well.
Oh, thank you for being honest and sharing that.
That's all right.
This is what this other guy was saying, this trauma guy, right? He was saying that if people go to the doctors about alcoholism or depression, whatever it might be, they just give something to help with that. They're not going, whereas if we try to understand the person and the reason that person is going to those coping mechanisms, that's how you heal it. You don't just heal it by, you know, putting a bandage over it, basically, or plaster over it, you know. So I think it's an interesting time because we're learning so much more about who we are as human beings from the inside. It's very exciting. I think we need to remember that people do certain things because there's something going on inside and not the outside. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially, you know, alcoholism, for example. So I've done some work with the Alcohol Liaison Service in Pontypridd, working with service users. And I've just done my first 15 minutes of an R&D of a play that I'm writing. So I'm working with the Alcohol Liaison Service and focusing on three real-life people, three of their stories, to try and break down the stigmatisation of why people become dependent on alcohol.
Wow.
So hopefully that'll be a play. I don't know when. but I've just done the first 15 minutes. It's audio at the minute.
That sounds amazing because the stigma, you're absolutely right, because at the end of the day, right, the government, or they allow us to buy alcohol, is like the biggest selling drug in the UK, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and I remember in lockdown reading the sales of alcohol went up by 60%.
Exactly, yeah.
Because people were in the house doing nothing, I'll have a glass of wine, before you know they're on the bottle of wine.
Exactly.
You know, and I think it's such an easy thing to slip into.
Especially like depending on your personality as well.
Yeah.
And depending on how that alcohol makes you feel inside. So I think you've got serotonin in your belly. So you'll have one or two drinks and you get that feeling and, maybe you feel a bit more confident and less anxious.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then you'll maybe have another drink and then that might become a cycle where, you know, every time you're feeling low or anxious or there's a bit of trauma in your life, you want that escape.
Yeah.
Then that escape becomes more and more drink.
Yeah, I think the government needs to be more responsible with in regards to drink. It makes a lot of money, doesn't it, in tax, that's the thing. I love the fact that you're doing a play and expressing that in a different way to relate to people. Will you tour that with like homeless shelters and like AA meetings and things like that? Where would you like to produce, you know, where would you like to present that?
Oh, that's a good question. I've not thought that far ahead yet, because we're only in the first little phase.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I'd like to share it with as many people as I believe it would relate to and resonate with.
Yeah.
And hopefully educate as possible, you know.
And what I said there was actually so stereotypical, isn't it? If I think about it, are you going to show it here? Well, actually, you could show it anywhere. And I guarantee you there's someone sat in that room who people wouldn't even know that has an issue, you know what I mean? So you could show it anyway. It doesn't have to be directed at places where we would assume people have a dependency problem. You could go to a big corporation like Eversheds, for instance. You know, there's thousands of staff there, and I guarantee you'll be meeting a lot of people, whether they come out and say that, but you'll be speaking to a lot of people in there. I think a lot of people got high power positions, a lot of like anxiety, a lot of responsibility. So yeah, you could play that anyway, and we'll all be able to know somebody that could relate to that, couldn't they?
And it's like the play's finding a balance of my intention is not to tell people not to drink.
Yeah,
my intention is to say this is what happens when a certain type of person drinks and they've been through such and such.
Yeah,
this is what can happen, rather than some people can have a drink and have 2 pints or 3 pints and go, oh, I'm right now, I'll stop.
Yeah,
but some people they struggle to turn that switch off once they've had one or two.
Absolutely, yeah.
So yeah, it's trying to find that balance, which is quite difficult. It's quite challenging, but
it's a big responsibility you're taking on, but I love it. I love it. And no one better to talk about things like this than someone that's been through it, you know? So, okay, would you like to share another poem?
Yes.
Or spoken word. Am I using the words right?
No, that's all good.
Forgive me.
Spoken word. I'm gonna switch it up a bit now.
Okay, switch it right up, honey.
So I do I do quite a lot of sports poetry.
Okay.
And it's the Olympics this year.
It is, yeah. Amazing.
So I've written a poem called Giants, and I've worked with my music producer, and we've got this production. In fact, we're trying to push it out in the minutes to BBC and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens with that.
Awesome.
But yeah, I'll read Giants, if that's all right.
We're very honoured to have a preview of this. Well done. Thank you.
Go. No,
take it away.
Giants have graced this stage. Defiant giants. Brave in victory. Humble in defeat. Fearless in adversity. Inspiring change. The 5 rings, imprinted in unforgettable moments. Be the elite athlete you know you can be. Control the heart rate. Nothing in life worth having is easy. This will be a hard race. Leave nothing out on the field. Jump, swim, throw, run, dive, aim, play. Wield the strength to overcome your greatest opponent, the mind. Reset the mindset. The clock ticks. This is your time, your moment. Sets, reps, work. Visualize, have the drive. Every single day, a sacrifice has to be made. Work harder than any other. Train until pain becomes a friend. And when the muscles ache, when the sweat pours, when the mind is banging on your door for you to fall, this is where giants are born. Keep running. Keep jumping. Keep throwing, swimming, diving, growing. Another rep, another set, another test. The only rest you'll get is the ones you set yourself apart from. Dig deeper, recover, go again, search within. Faster, higher, stronger, never surrender. Remember your why, you are no pretender. Focus, don't listen to those who call dreams hopeless. Who don't understand your why, be robust. Train at the crack of dawn, cold mornings retract the yawn. You are not the average athlete, oh no. You mean business, extraordinary mode. Crack the mind's code, you can be a giant. A gargantuan champion who sparks the fire in the next generation, who paves the rubber on the track like the giants before them. When you have total dominion over your mind, an Olympian you will find. The Olympic flame will rise again, Paris is chosen. A single elegant emblem, we stand together, golden. The greatest sport and event on our planet, full of adrenaline, courage and raw emotion, where our differences are not obstacles. This is a games wide open.
Wow. That's amazing.
So, yeah, it's in Paris this year. I love the Olympics, always love sport.
Yeah.
And their sort of slogan is "A Game's Wide Open." So it's for everybody. And the single emblem represents, for the first time ever, they've got a single emblem representing both the Olympics and the Paralympics together one. So okay. It's like a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Oh, so that's what that means. So it's in Paris this year.
It is.
Are you going to go?
I'd love to go. I'd love to go. But whether I go or not is a different story. Yeah. If I can, with this poem, the plan is to go over to Paris and shoot it.
Oh, yeah, and then that'd be
amazing. And post it. And I'm just passionate about sport and passionate about poetry, and combining both is just awesome. I love the Olympics. So if I can inspire athletes, if I can inspire or build, get a nice hype and build up for the Olympics.
That sounds
and also
like a
showcase spoken word.
Absolutely. That sounds like it couldn't be a whole advert because it's quite long, but you could pull out real bits in there and create an advert, couldn't you? You know,
potentially
an introduction to the Olympics. That would be really good. So you're writing a book. Tell us all about that.
I've just sent off the full manuscript, actually. So the book will be out in September.
Yeah.
It's been published by a local publisher.
Okay, that's good.
Lucent Dreaming.
I've heard of them. That. Yeah, they're amazing.
She's amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Imagine We Trade Bodies with Sheep.
Okay.
And that's not because I'm Welsh.
I was just going to say, okay. Yeah.
I did it for my dissertation and my master's, actually.
So what's explain that. You'll have to unpack that a little bit. You can't just move on straight from that. Go on, explain
okay,
that.
Okay, so imagine we trade bodies with sheep. So the premise is, imagine tomorrow morning, the human race wake up and we've now got the bodies of sheep. Human being bodies are all in the fields, but we keep our human brains so we can still communicate.
Okay.
And technology changes with the trade, so we can still drive cars and chop garlic cloves, for example.
Oof, look how poetic you are just even saying that sentence there.
That's in the poem.
I was going to say, okay.
We've never known any different.
Okay.
We've always thought we've had bodies of sheep.
Okay.
And what I do is I critique society as though we've got bodies of sheep, and I play on real life things that have happened as though we have bodies of sheep to show how absurd the things that human beings actually do are. In an even more absurd way. So hopefully people will read it and think, that is ridiculous. Oh my days, I can't believe humans do this. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I think we have a lot of us have minds like sheep.
Yeah.
Is that where you're coming from that sheep mentality?
That plays a role in some of the pieces, yeah, definitely. A lot of it's, like I touch on religion, I touch on what politics might look like, only briefly, but enough to hopefully...
Yeah.
Design this new universe that I'm creating.
Okay.
And then I touch on modern slavery.
Okay.
And then I got loads of different things. So there's journal entries throughout, which is a narrative, which is like 80% based on me.
Okay.
And so on and so forth. But for example, the religion side of it is all about trying to show how people, or in this world, sheep, use religion as a vehicle to perform selfish acts.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing that on the world stage.
So completely taking away the meaning for what religion is, and having a relationship with God is.
Yeah.
And using it to perform selfish acts, which evidently snowballs or has the domino effect on people who are not religious, and then they just associate it with all those horrible things. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, it does get quite deep. It's quite satire comedy sometimes, but then it gets very deep.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So when's that going to be out?
Sometime in September. I'm not quite sure the exact date, but it's available for pre-order on lucentdreaming.com.
Okay, cool. We'll plug that. Yeah, absolutely. So have you got another poem for us, or spoken word piece?
I'll read you the first poem of Imagine We Trade Bodies with Sheep, if
yes,
you like.
Yes, please. Yes.
I've not read this in a while, but I will.
That's really deep. You're a very deep person. I said that earlier. You're very deep.
So this is the first poem of the book, so obviously I have to set the scene.
Okay. And there you go.
There you go. And invite you into this new world called Imagine We Trade Bodies with Sheep. Imagine we trade bodies with sheep. We awake one morning with different shaped teeth. Cloven hooves become our hands and feet, yet we are oblivious as if we've always been sheep. Technology changes too with the trade. Everything adapted, you wouldn't look at hooves the same. Human inventions now look a little strange. Sheep live with the same untamed desire to innovate. We keep our human brains along with our knowledge. We eat as normal, go to school, work or college, or whatever each unique sheep does when leading their own lives. Our human personality is embedded in our minds. Our ethnicities we keep, sheepskin covered in a woven woolly coat. We still have the ability to speak, drive cars, smoke cigarettes, use touchscreens, live with our pets, chop garlic cloves, fly planes, engineer boats, perform surgeries, write musical notes to create symphonies, genius music that's therapeutic. Will we ever live in harmony? Some sheep might believe in ghosts, others in aliens, others in both. Conspiracies always topical, where the truths are yet to be exposed. We are teachers, lawyers, creators, scientists. We have purpose to exist. We build cars, ships, rockets and satellites. The space race to be the first sheep to capture light. Interstellar travel, science fiction or a future possibility. Politicians still lack the fight to do what's right. Nothing is ever black and white within the sheep society. Our words, our imaginations will still be able to go beyond our capabilities. Searching for answers as some sheep study ancient sheep history, others study bacteria in search of cures for illnesses, others pull triggers of weapons, we build nuclear bombs, we sing New Year's songs. At home our lambs would chase silhouettes, well, only if they actually spent time outside with their friends. Instead, they communicate through the internet. Naivety beckons. They only play with real toys for seconds, until their eyes are locked to a new screen. This time it's the TV, Peppa Pig, Baby Shark, and Sean the sheepish human being. In a sheep world where we work to pay the bills, where we work to get by, to put food on the table, so our lambs' futures are stable. We push supermarket trolleys around, hoping for winter to end, so the gas bills go down. Energy companies are raising the price, wages stay the same, budgets are tight. We keep the lights off until we struggle to see. We use candlelight at tea time. And when we get a chance, we escape the cities. As we drive through the windy lanes, evergreen trees, quiet streets in the usual Brecon rain, flee into the fields, the fresh air of the countryside. And as we look outside of our windows, we see human beings together on open fields of grass, surrounded by hedges, some fences and roads of few cars. They look relaxed, happy, a part of nature's art, in one big herd free, with not a worry in the world as we pass.
Wow, that's amazing. That's so good. That was so detailed. It literally was so deep. It went from one thing to the other, but explained our whole human experience, didn't it?
Well, it's hopefully it's enough of an opener for people to get absorbed into the world.
Yeah, it was really good.
And then we go from there.
So, Duke, tell us what's next. I know you've got a book coming up. Have you got anything else in the pipeline and what you're doing? What are you up to?
Yeah, so the next song is called Fool's Gold.
Okay.
I worked with an extremely talented artist who's based in Cardiff called Blankface.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you've heard of Blankface.
Nope.
He's definitely really popular around Cardiff.
Okay.
So that's going to be fun. So that's going to drop 26th of April, and there's a music video shot in Clifton Street, actually.
Okay.
In the barbers I go to, Peter's Barbers.
Brilliant.
Shout out to Peter's Barbers and shout out to Peter. And every month I'm going to be dropping some sort of song. So the first 7 songs, as I said, are off my EP, and then later on in the year will be like more spoken word pieces / covers. So I've got a Stan cover by Eminem, which I've written 2-3 years ago, but I've been really intimidated by it.
Why?
Because Stan's like a huge song. Eminem's always been my favorite artist.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And
yeah.
It's time I like shared that, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm going to work at that, and I'll perform it. With covers, I believe you have to perform them live to post it as a video. So we'll do that. And then I've got Hometown Glory by Adele. I've done like a nice spoken word piece about where I grew up.
Amazing.
So I'll drop that as well. So that'll be fun. And then I've got some fun, exciting commissions, which I'm not actually allowed to talk about.
Okay.
coming up. So that'd be cool.
Do you have another spoken word piece for us? I bet you got loads of you.
I got plenty.
Okay.
I quite like to switch up topics as well, because I just like to show the wide range of things I talk about.
Yeah.
We'll go with something called Remarkable. I sharpen my pen with every thought. Every idea is a gift that cannot be bought. Words are swords to defend or attack. I won't get caught up in the Star Wars of who can shine the brightest. I focus on the force within. I can be the human torch to encourage others to win, to celebrate what they are fantastic for. I have been taught by the Lord, and he is still teaching me more and more eternal learning. I ain't no Icarus. I'll fly by the sun and I won't be scorched. My skin is forged with invincible, invisible ink absorbed into my pores. I'm not afraid to pour out my heart. I'm not afraid to take people's flames. The burns will fade. I adore my scars. Each shape, each varied shade is a work of art, acknowledging my will to survive. Survival instinct is what keeps me alive. The ink in my pigment is an instant sign I will never go extinct. My poems can never die. Forget being shy. I will use these rhymes to impact and use my mind to lend a strand of knowledge and imagination to, in fact, discover facts, because imagination is a source of creation. Imagine owning the biggest telescope. What part of your life would you lend its focus on? We are all capable of walking through life hopeless, blurred in a shattered lens. We will make sense of what we want to make sense, if that makes sense. We can be blinded by naysayers. We can brush by an opportunity, awake yet asleep. We could taste work ethic victory over procrastination. We could smell the success our sweat glands burst with. We can listen to the wrong people. We might be tempted by evil, but we have a choice. We have a voice. We must bring us back to our senses. Put trust in our guts, in our hearts, in our ideas, in our minds. We are all capable of remarkable things. So decide what you will focus on. Take a step on the path that brings you warmth, happiness, internal reward and meaning. And if you're wondering what this might be, then keep dreaming, as these dreams lead your imagination into achieving. Stay focused, keep believing, keep seeking, but most of all, keep being remarkable.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Follow us for more up-and-coming episodes as we continue to showcase the essence of I Am Wales. You can support more of our inclusive media work by going to www.beexcellence.co.uk. There you will find a link to Excellence Magazine and also our weekly radio show on Radio Cardiff, every Friday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. on 98.7 FM. Thanks again for listening.